This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Continuing on with a series of interviews, wrapping up the school year, talking to educational leaders, superintendents, and others from around Douglas County. Today, we check in with Superintendent Terry Prestiani in Sutherland this afternoon. Sutherland School District, thanks for being on.
Good afternoon, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So, overall, how did the school year go in Sutherland?
It was a really good school year. I know we might talk about this a little later in the interview, but it's nice that we had retention of most of our teachers from last year, and that's kind of been the case for the last couple of years, and that's been good. When you have the same teachers year after year, you're able to roll out the school year a lot smoother, and so, it went really well, and was good to have all of our teachers back.
Talk about the actual graduation ceremony. What were the highlights of that?
The entire ceremony is great. The fact that we had a packed gymnasium and that we were able to honor, I think, 7 valedictorians who were all had 4.0s and met all the other requirements, like having a minimum of 17 college credits and completed a number of community service projects. So it's nice to see that occur. Like I said, 9 students that were valedictorian. I think also a highlight was the fact that 5 of our students are headed to the military. Looks like 3 have enlisted in the Air Force, 1 in the Marine Corps, and 1 in the Army. So that's obviously a big thing, and it's nice to honor those who are going on to serve our country. And then also Sheriff Hanlon was the guest speaker, and it was nice to hear from him and offer advice to our kids. So good to see our community turn out. They always turn out for graduation. It was great.
For this year of graduates, what are some of the things, you mentioned some there, but what are some of the things that stand out about the class?
Well, we had 88 graduates from Sutherland High School, and we have like 59 of the 88 have committed to either 2 or 4 year colleges. That is in their plan. So with this graduating class, they seem to know what they want to do. Again, if you add that up, we have 59 that have decided to go to community college or a 4 year institution, and then you have 5 in the military, and then 1 that was in electrical, wants to get into an electrical apprenticeship. So I think really the highlight of this class is that they're prepared and know what they want to do. I think that's huge for this group. I think it's also important to note that we had 16 graduates at Sutherland Valley Online Academy, and kind of the same way, those students had a pretty good plan for what they want to do, and it was good to have a good ceremony there at Sutherland Valley Online Academy also.
What are some of the highlights of the past school year for the district?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question because there's so many different things. I think that I guess I would say that there's some things that occurred at our elementary school that are big for us. This is the second year that we had 5th grade outdoor school, and it went off very well. It's something we've been wanting to add for years, and that's a highlight. I think that getting kids to synthesize information and put it together in an outdoor school is super important. Also, this is the first year in a while that we've had a really well-coordinated physical education program at both buildings. The classroom teachers all taught their own physical education classes, but much more coordinated this year and organized. And I think that's a big highlight at elementary schools. And then you know, the usual things. I think it was great that we had multiple athletic teams at the secondary level qualify for playoffs. Boys and girls soccer, football, girls basketball, softball, and baseball qualified for playoffs. And I think that just goes to show how well-rounded an education you can get here in Sutherland. So I think those are some of them. I think there's probably way more that I'm not even thinking about.
I'm sure there were some challenging aspects to the school year. What were those?
You know, I think it's the same challenges every year in many ways. I think that the demographics of our students are changing probably faster than they used to in the past. And so being able to adjust on the fly, maybe make schedule changes, maybe make master schedule changes as the school year starts or mid-year as demographics change. I think that the needs of students are changing. I think that many students who are coming in through kindergarten or first grade are not truly ready for school yet. And so making some of those adaptions has been important. I think that even when you get to the secondary level, the same thing happens. Life happens to students, and being able to find ways to adjust on a daily basis sometimes is difficult. But I think we have the flexibility to do that.
Now, for a school district, finances are a hot topic. How is the district doing financially?
We're sitting fairly well financially, and that's basically because we've been conservative in the past for a lot of years. The school board and our administration have put money forth to make sure our students get what they need, but also been very careful with that. Although we did make some reductions this year, mostly through attrition, to make sure that stays that way. We're sitting in a decent spot. I think that schools across the nation, and particularly in Oregon, are looking at some tight financial situations in the future. So we did a few things to prepare for that.
Now, along with finances, sometimes is tied in is the enrollment numbers. How are those doing?
Enrollment is down. It's been down for the last couple of years. Exact statistics are a little difficult to narrow down because we do have a lot of students who come in and out of Sutherland Valley Online Academy, but we're down about another 30 to 40 students this year, with students going to other possible online programs or homeschooling. So enrollment is down, and I've also talked in the past about declining birth rates across the nation. So enrollment is down, and that does create a difficult financial situation in the future.
Now, you can't do anything about birth rates, but what about other things you can do to bolster enrollment?
So one of the things that we've continued to focus on is offering lots of different programs for students, ranging from music to different choices for physical education, band, art, and other projects. But recently, we have made a commitment to expand our online options so that now Sutherland Valley Online Academy will be able to offer K-12 options instead of currently probably 7 years, we've only offered 7-12. So that option is going to be available next year. And then also, we're going to have a new cyber school option that students will be able to do through their own school. So if you're a third grader, you could do an online option through West School and also be able to access other programs like specials, art, electives, and band, choir, and different classes. So really expanding that online option that we have at Sutherland Valley Online Academy and another option within the building itself.
All right, going to take a break. Back with more on Inside Douglas County. Superintendent Terry Prestiani, the interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow, Dr. Rachel Pochran, president of Umpqua Community College, will be on Inside Douglas County. We continue with our conversation with Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District, looking back at the past year and looking ahead as well. For the district, what about for this summer? Do you have any infrastructure projects or other special projects that are going to be going on?
Yeah, we always do. We try to maintain our buildings as best we can, but nothing major as we have in the past two summers with seismic retrofits or anything like that. But we do have, we are re-siting a couple of our buildings at West Intermediate School, which is fairly extensive. A new roof on Freshman Hall at the high school, new bathroom floors in the student and staff bathrooms at West Intermediate, and then just a few other smaller projects that just general maintenance that we'll be doing.
And what about summer school offerings?
Summer school, we have our summer school for it's called Summer Adventures, and we also offer Kindergarten Kickstart. That's going to start June 22nd and run through July 16th. That will be multiple elementary grade levels. We also offer credit retrieval for our high school, and they will be running during those same dates, and also a summer school for our middle school students that will be running those same dates also.
How important is having those summer availabilities?
I think it's super important. I think it helps keep students engaged through the summer. Obviously, we want them to grow academically during that time, but also just keeping them engaged in the learning process through the long break is important. I think also the Kindergarten Kickstart, which are incoming kindergartners, will get a little head start on what school looks like and how they should be prepared for the start of the school year. And then, of course, credit retrieval is important for students who have fell behind or want to do a few extra credits. So it's super important as far as getting students graduated at the high school level.
Now, looking ahead towards fall, any new programs, any new key staff that are going to be happening?
Well, the one really big new program will be the expansion of the online program through Sutherland Valley Online Academy and our other schools. So that's probably where most of the effort is going to be concentrated as far as new programs. But we have had also had some shift in administration, which is going to be a good shift for us. I think John Martz, the high school principal, will be replacing me as the superintendent. And then Sean Radford, who was our high school assistant principal, he's going to be replacing Mr. Martz. And then one of our middle school math teachers will now be the assistant principal at the high school. And then middle school social studies teacher, Rebecca Tellett, she will be the new principal at Sutherland Middle School. So there are a lot of changes in staff as far as administration is concerned. But for the most part, our teaching staff remains almost unchanged.
Now, you mentioned this a tad bit at the front end. Talk about employee retention and how that's doing.
Way better over the last couple of years in the area of teaching staff. I know there were several years, I think, where most districts were going through a lot of turnover. That has seemed to halt at this particular point in time, and I believe we're only, I want to say we're not replacing any staff except for those who have taken other positions within the district as far as teaching is concerned. Maybe one or two, that's it. And then it's still a challenge with classified employees like instructional assistants and maybe office staff. It's still a bit of a challenge, but I think we're getting better at that, and we're learning to grow those staff within our own community. community. So it's difficult, but way better the last 2 years than it has been in the past.
Now, you mentioned online a bit ago, and it seems like every district is addressing the whole online area differently, and it seems like you guys are really looking towards and expanding it.
Yes. Yeah, we've had for about the last 11 years, we've had Sutherland Valley Online Academy, and it has morphed in size and shape and what we offer through Sutherland Valley Online Academy greatly over those years, to the point to where I think last year we ended the school year with 116 students. About half of those were from within the district and about half were from outside the district. This year we're going to end with about 100 and probably have 20 or so graduates by the end of June. So that has changed significantly, and it does offer an online curriculum, but also offers a place for students to come in, be in a brick and mortar building, and get assistance from teachers on record. But we are also expanding that so that from grade 6 on down through kindergarten, so that students and parents have access to that. And that will also take place in at Sutherland Valley Online Academy. Plus, we'll also have another program that will that's still in the process, but will be ran through their respective school wherever they would be attending if they were in person. So, yes, expanding that greatly. We feel like that some students are leaving for online programs that we can offer and haven't been doing yet. So.
And now we come to the topic that you mentioned earlier, your retirement. Talk about that.
I don't know what to say. 35 years is a long time. It's been great. I've spent all of it here in Douglas County, and you know, it's something I'm going to miss. My wife and I are both retiring at the same time. She's worked 27 years in education, so yeah, it'll be a big change, and we don't have a ton of plans right now. Just going to see what it looks like.
When you got into education, what drew you there?
I just really enjoyed social studies in high school and enjoyed athletics, and so I just thought that would be a great fit, and I was lucky enough to land a job in the county where I had some really good mentors, and really just started enjoying the teaching and the coaching, and that was it. I had great teachers and coaches in high school and elementary school, so that's what pushed me that direction.
A lot of times, like any other occupation, people tend to move around. What kept you in the county?
I think family and friends and a commitment to, I think, the people here in the county. I think that I was, again, very, very lucky to have grown up in a place where I think almost everybody knows everybody, and there is a ton of support. While I think Douglas County has its own problems, I don't think you could ask for a more supportive place for students and community. So that commitment that they made to me when I was younger, I think also is a commitment that I owe to them, and it's just where I want to be.
How has education changed in those 35 years you've been doing this?
Oh, wow. Again, a loaded question. I think that there's a lot of arguments about what's changing. Students are changing fairly rapidly. But I think that in the last 10 years, changes in society, changes with technology, changes with how fast things can happen, has really has just accelerated, and it's hard to keep up as a school or as a school system. And so I think that's been the biggest change, is trying to keep up with everything that's altered year to year. That's been probably the biggest challenge.
What are your plans? You said you didn't really have a lot of firm plans, but you've got to have some ideas about what you want to do in retirement.
You know, maybe a little travel, but just continue doing what we do in the summer, which is camp when we get a chance, and fish and do a few of those things. And maybe a few trips planned in the future, but nothing big at this point. Just and probably come back and work a little bit, mentoring young administrators, and then also volunteer as much as I can at schools and other organizations.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani, Sutherland School District, which means this could possibly be your last radio interview.
It could possibly be, Kyle. But
all
you
right.
You might call me later.
All right. Thanks for being on 1258.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.